Jim graduated from Yale in 1940 and went to Yale Divinity School, and that was the year of the draft. Dave Dellinger, the famous pacifist, he was one of the people who went to prison at the same time my husband. They all were tried about the same, because they refused to register, so they were breaking the law. Union Seminary was sort of the leader for the country. Dave Dellinger had gone there, and there were eight of them. Union Seminary guys had already been tried, and they'd been given a year and a day, which included losing your citizenship rights with the day. Jim had become a diabetic in senior year, and his doctor insisted that he be allowed to speak at the trial. So the doctor said, if you give James a year and a day, it would be a death sentence. So the judge was looking for what to do about that. Jim got 3 months. I knew Jim. I wrote him a letter before the trial. Jim was about to do this thing that was going to change his life. I mean, all of us in New England Student Christian Movement knew that these guys were going to prison. It was just there it was.